With Ladies Breakaway Roping star rising, the Pinoca Stampede Association, PSA, is joining in on the action and bringing the event to the 2025 Pinoca Stampede in a big way. With Pinoca adding $30,000 and two head, it'll be the biggest breakaway roping in Canada, said PSA Vice President and Director in charge of rodeo events Bruce Harbin. The contestants will also find the event a bit unique at the Pinoca Stampede, because instead of a lap and tap start, where the calf is released from a conventional chute and boxes with a short score, the Pinoca Stampede has their famous long score set up. The long run at Pinoca will add some excitement to it, said Harbin. There's spots for 72 ladies and Harbin is confident they'll fill them all. A variation of tie-down roping, in breakaway roping a mounted rider ropes a calf around the neck without throwing or tying it. Once the rope circles the calf's neck, the horse stops and the rope breaks away from the saddle. Harbin explained, while breakaway roping has always been a staple at entry-level events like high school rodeo and gymkhana, the sport has been evolving and has moved up the ranks of professional rodeo. Breakaway roping isn't just for little kids anymore and the ladies are fierce competitors, he said. The Canadian Pro Rodeo Association announced breakaway roping as an optional event for the 2020 rodeo season, and Harbin says he doesn't think it will be long before it's made a major event. Notably, the event gained prominence with its inclusion in the Canadian Finals Rodeo for the first time in 2024. To make it even sweeter, Pinoca's own cowgirl Macy O'Claire was the CFR 50 breakaway champion and aggregate winner. Bringing breakaway roping to the 2025 Pinoca Stampede is made possible by great sponsors, as well as local talent that have advocated for the addition of the sport, Macy O'Claire being at the top of that list, said Harbin. Harbin says he wishes all who enter the ladies' breakaway roping at the 2025 Pinoca Stampede success and hopes they enjoy it, adding those who win will get a fairly good leg up for qualifying for CFR 51. I'm thrilled to see breakaway roping added to the Pinoca Stampede lineup this year thanks to CVS Controls, said Miss Pinoca Stampede 2024 Olivia McLennan in a recent social media post. As someone who ropes myself, I'm really looking forward to seeing this event in action. I can't wait to watch some fast runs and great competition. The Pinoca Stampede outdid themselves, making this the largest payout on the Canadian Pro Rodeo Tour. The 80th Pinoca Stampede will take place from June 25 to July 1, 2025.